Hey, this is Matt from the Man Cave, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. It's your daily devotion for what? It is April the 22nd. Hope you're having a totally awesome day. And if you're not, you are, okay? Oh, as a man believeth, so is he. Oh, how you like that? You're going to have a great day today, guys.
Hey,
I said we're going to be in Philippians. That's Paul's writing. So, okay, chapter 1, verse 16. Listen to these words because they're very, very encouraging. It says, being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will carry it out to completion. You're like, what is that talking about? It means this. What God started in your life, he's going to finish it in your life. He doesn't. Have you ever gone somewhere and you did half the job, or someone you hired did half the job and you called them up the next week and say, hey, when you got to come finish the job? God will never do that in your life. What God started, okay? Here's the thing. He's going to finish. I just want to ask this question. Has God started it? I mean, honestly, because here's the thing. If he hasn't started, there's a whole different devotion that we need to go into.
Okay.
And I'm hoping, because you're watching this, that God's already done a work, that you've repented of your sins. You've come to God on his terms. Okay, you've given your life over to him and you're like, Lord, I can't live out the life. And he's like, great. Okay, now I can help you. Okay, because you're an empty vessel. Okay, you're an empty bucket. Okay, not filled with yourself, but filled with him. Okay, and he will do the work. See, guys, watch this very carefully. One of the hardest things to do is to walk out the destiny that God has for you. Meaning this, to live out the perfect will of God that he has for you. There's a bug on me. So you see what I'm saying? More people, okay, are always crying out. Oftentimes people are crying out, God, what is your will for me? What is my destiny? And why are they crying that out? They're crying out to God in that manner. It's because they're not satisfied with their lot in life. They're not satisfied with here and now. I mean, something's going on. It's just like, God, this is so boring. There has to be more. And there is more. See, guys, the first thing you need to do, watch this very carefully, is you need to get a vision. You need to get a clear picture from God what he wants you to do in this life. You see what I'm saying? Because once you have that, okay, that's the first step. Okay, well, you're like, well, Matt, what's the next step? Trust him. Because here's the thing. Oftentimes when he blesses us with a vision or a dream, or he gives us insight, discernment, or he shows us, hey, this is what you're going to be, you're like, no way, no how, I can't do that. And you're right, you can't. He can't through you. Okay, free one. Okay, look at. So you got to trust him. No matter what he says, you may be broke, penniless, homeless, okay, and he says you're going to be the richest man in the world. Okay, you're going to have more money than FedEx. I mean, you see what I'm saying? He's going to put one on you. And here's the thing. Oftentimes when we hear what God's going to do, when he shows us the vision, we just shake our head. No way. Okay. But watch this. The first step is trust. Why do I say trust? Because here's the thing. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith is the key that opens the door to the vision that God gave you. And you're praying back that vision because you realize in and of yourself, you can't fulfill the vision. You can't do what God just shared with you. So you give it back to God. We've gone over this concept. Lord, I appreciate what you told me, what you showed me. I want it. Okay. Would you fulfill that in my life? Would you make that happen? Because I can't. I'm only to trust him and to believe him at his word, because God does not lie. Don't make me yell at you. Don't make me yell at you. So God's not going to lie. And so I have to believe what he said about that particular thing that he showed me about my life, my future, okay, my destiny, okay, it's going to come to pass. But I got to believe him, because if I don't believe him, I'm short-circuiting the dream. See, guys, my job is to believe it's going to happen. Well, I don't know how. I mean, that's good, because he didn't tell you how, okay? He never tells us how. He just says believe. Trust, okay? You're walking by faith, okay? You're taking God at his word, meaning you are allowing him to be glorified as your creator, as your God, as a sovereign potentate, okay, over your life. You're proving that you are a child of God. It's not my will, but it's your will, and I believe you. If you said it, it's gonna come to pass, okay?
Watch this.
What'd I say? I think I said watch this. It doesn't matter what your circumstances are. Look. A lot of you are looking at your current circumstances and you're like, Matt, I'm in the middle of a chapter 7 bankruptcy. I'm losing my house, my cars, this.
Oh, can I ask you a question? Those things that you just described to me, the bankruptcy, the house, losing the house, the car, did you learn from it?
Okay, have you grown from it? Okay, was there something God was teaching you? Were you making those things an idol? What was it? Why did God? Because it was him. Why did God allow that into your life? See, guys, people have more problems with looking at their current circumstances and looking at what God said and thinking, no way. Okay, and so what do you mean no way? Can I ask you a question? So I'm just asking. I'm just asking. So you're saying God that sits on the throne, okay, who's high and lifted up, which is described in Isaiah chapter 6. Here, pause this and go read that chapter. Okay, you're saying that if he wanted to do this in your life, this wonderful, wonderful thing, okay, that's above and beyond anything you can think or imagine, he couldn't do it?
Is that what you, are you dictating to God what he can do and what he can't do? Are you saying your circumstances are beyond God fixing it? Okay, and here's the thing, oftentimes he doesn't have to fix it. He shoves it off into the sea with the mountains and he starts over with what? Himself doing it, so he gets the glory.
Guys, I don't mean to get on you, but your circumstances don't mean squat to God. Okay, God likes a challenge, okay? And here's the thing, your pathetic life that you've made by wrong decisions, that doesn't even wrinkle his brow. There's no sweat on his forehead. He's not sitting up there thinking, oh, that guy got me. Look at him and his poor decisions, okay? Look at. No, those poor decisions, you learned from them, didn't you? Oh, yeah, you did.
You're okay. Like, did they teach you something?
But can I ask you, did all those things that you did they teach you something? Can I
presume this? I know not to do that again.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? God got through to you, okay? And do you think, can I ask you a question? Did God know you were doing all this stupid stuff over here? A lot of it, yeah. All of it? Yeah, he knew it, okay? And so here's the thing. So you were doing this and he knew you were doing this, but then he speaks this into your life. Oh, okay. So here's the thing. He allowed that in your life. Watch this very carefully. That wasn't God's perfect will for your life. Look at Matt never said that. But God's going to use that, okay? And that was part of the plan to allow you to come to the end of yourself. I can't do it. See what I'm saying? You were striving towards something, were you not? You were trying to get to a season, trying to get to a state of life, okay, a level which you thought would make you happy, make you content, and you crashed and burned, didn't you? I mean, the plane came down awfully fast. It's crazy how when we sin against God, how everything falls apart so quickly, okay? But then how in the world? Well, I'm still in the state, I'm still repenting, I'm still going over all the things that I did wrong, okay? Trying to get God to help me, okay? He speaks his word into my life. How can that be? His mercy and his grace and the blood covers all that sin. All I have to do is say, sorry, I won't do it again and mean it. I mean, God's looking at your heart. Jeremiah says the heart is despicably wicked. Who can know it? The answer is who? God. God knows your heart, okay? So God knows you were going to do those things, okay? But you're not going to do them anymore, are you? I mean, honestly, and you know who I'm talking to. Look at me in the eyes. I know who you are. And God knows who you are, okay? And you're not going to do them anymore. Hey, guys, Matt in the man cave has crashed and burned so many times. Look at. Boop! look at. But I don't do those things anymore. God taught me. And was it hard? It's always hard going to the woodshed. It's always hard getting spanked. It's always hard getting pruned. It's always hard being in the furnace and God turns up the heat. It's always hard. But why is it that God gives me a hope and a vision? Because that's his original plan for me. He's going to get me there. And you're like, well, Matt, what do I need to do? First, you got to dream it, which is no problem. You and I have no problem daydreaming, do we? Okay, so we got to dream it and we got to believe it. Who gave me the dream in the first place? Well, that would be God. So I got to believe it, okay? And then I got to live it out, okay? It's coming to pass. I don't live like I didn't get the dream, okay? Isn't it funny, okay, how I walk a little taller when God's spoken something to me and I believe what he said, okay? Because, I'm looking at my current circumstances and I realize this, hey, I'm not going to be here much longer, okay? When God gave you the dream, okay, the vision, okay, and he's sharing his destiny, sharing his will for your life to you, watch this. That means I'm going to be plucked out of this season. How good does that feel? It feels so good because I know where some of you are, okay? And you're like, man, I don't like the season I'm in. And here's the thing. I don't like looking at you in the season that you're in, okay? I just don't, okay? But look, God had you in that season for a reason. You learned. You're not going to do those things again, are you? Okay. I heard you say, okay, I'm pulling the camera down. Look. So you dream it because God gave it to you, meaning that's the vision, okay? That's the seed planted in your heart. Now you're going to believe that. Okay, you're going to trust God. You're going to walk by faith, not by sight. Okay, and then you're going to live it out for the rest of your life. And you're going to give him the glory and the honor. Okay, if we go back to Deuteronomy 6, it says, when I get you to that season, to that place, to that promised plan, don't you dare forget me. What did Israel do? He warned them. Okay, God warned him. He says, once I get you to the promised land and I give you houses you didn't build and vineyards you didn't plant and I give you all your heart's desires, don't you dare take credit for it and don't you dare say that you did it in and of yourself. You give me the glory and the honor. Don't forget about me. See, that's what God's saying. God is saying, don't forget about me. Oftentimes, God allows us to crash over and 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 over again. Okay, so we realize when we do make it to the promised land, it's all God. I can vouch that. And when some joker comes along and says, you've done very well for yourself,
You shut his trap, slap him across the face, and said, no, I didn't. It was by God's grace and mercy that I'm in this house, that I'm in this position, that I'm in this season, that I'm experiencing the life that I'm experiencing right now. Okay? Because you will be so offended when someone tries to attribute, okay, your blessings, okay, that you're receiving to yourself. You're upset because you realize it was all God. You are running the opposite direction of pride, okay? Because you want to be in the arms of humility because you have tasted the ground. Well, guys, I hope that helped you out. And can I throw out a tidbit? You know, once you make it, you know, to the big time, don't forget the small people like Matt, you know, in the man cave, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, look at, I'm just, throw a bone to me. That's all I'm saying. You know, invite Matt over to your house for a steak dinner. Okay. And make sure you have a baked potato the size of Texas. Okay. I love a good baked potato with my juicy fat 3-inch ribeye. Oh, I do. Hey, realize this. I'm just kidding around, but I'm not kidding around about this. God is going to bless you guys. Look at for no other reason that he loves you. Okay. And you belong to him. You're the chosen of God. Ask him what the vision is. Ask him what your destiny is. Ask him what his perfect will is for your life. Okay. Keep a clear mind and be able to accept it. Okay. Don't think it's beyond my life. I can never live that. I can never do that. Friends, you can because of Christ. Okay. And he has good plans for his children. Hey, this is Matt from the man.